Welcome to Family Life Perspectives. Family Life Perspectives is sponsored by Perspectives Counseling Centers, a full-service Christian psychological clinic whose expertise covers all areas of mental health and substance abuse. Listen as the professionals of Perspectives teach practical skills and offer advice on how to cope with the difficulties and stress of life, including topics that affect you and your family like depression and anxiety to relationship, teen, and children's issues. And now, here's today's Family Life Perspectives.
Good morning. Welcome to Family Life Perspectives. This is Christina Broomfield, and I'll be hosting today, Friday, as we wind down the week, talking with Dr. William Guy. Dr. Guy is a psychiatrist at Perspectives of Troy, and we're so glad that we've had the privilege of having him in the studio since Monday. The topic has been current culture's negative impact on our children, and it has been an interesting, lively discussion. Welcome back, Dr. Guy.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
You know, you have so much information on this, and we have so little time.
I know. It's already Friday.
We just sail through these minutes here on air. But you left off yesterday, actually, mm-hmm. with something that we can't just leave hanging there.
Yeah.
And it was in reference to our kids being really exposed to a whole lot more in this culture than ever before, more of a traumatic exposure.
It is. And let me explain the types of trauma. Now, according to the ACE study, there were several things that they looked at. It wasn't comprehensive, but there were 10 things. And each person in the 17,000-person study.
And this was a research.
Yeah,
you may have some
research.
New listeners.
Yeah, yes. This is a research project that was done some time ago. And looking at about 17,000 people and asking them, before your 18th birthday, what happened to you? And here's the things they're looking for. Did a parent or other adult in your household often or very often swear at you, insult you, put you down, or humiliate you, mm-hmm. or act in a way that made you feel that you might be physically hurt? Did a parent push, grab, slap, or throw something at you or hit you so hard that you're injured? Did anybody, when you were 5 years or older than you, molest you in some way? Did you often feel that no one in your family loved you? Did you often feel that you didn't have enough to eat or had to wear dirty clothes or nobody could take you to the doctor because they were too high? Were your parents ever separated or divorced? Was your mother or stepmother pushed, shoved, grabbed, slapped, or physically abused in front of you? Did you live with anybody who was a drinker, alcoholic, or used street drugs? Was a household member depressed or mentally ill? Or did a household member go to prison? Mm. Just want to get through those. But just to give you an idea, you know, those are stressful events. And when a child is faced to those major life stressors, what happens is it causes their fight or flight response to activate. You increase cortisol in their blood. Now, children have huge cortisol responses in response to stress and fear.
Really?
Yes.
More than adults. I didn't know
yes,
that.
Yes, they have lots of cortisol, okay? Now, there is a problem. If you take a young child and you expose them to those stressors, not only are you exposing their brains to cortisol, and why is that bad? Well, there's a whole lot of reasons that's bad. One of the reasons that's bad, though, is that cortisol inhibits synaptogenesis. A child's brain is very active. This is a developing brain. You've got neurons wiring together to allow this child to cope and mm-hmm. to function in the world. And when you inhibit synapses, like that, by exposing them to cortisol levels, they're not adapting the right way. Okay, mm. You are interfering. Synaptogenesis is how the brain evolves. You want to go from infancy to toddlerhood to childhood to adolescence to adult. You want a maturation process to be progressing, and the child's brain is very active at making new synapses so that this process can march on. If you flood their brain with cortisol, you are impairing that process. But it gets worse.
Mm.
It gets worse. We now know, and this is just in the last few years, when a child is exposed to stressors such as what we've described there, it causes functional genetic changes in their brain.
Excuse me.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to jump in here and
yeah.
I'm going to ask you something
sure.
because this was our generation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to take you off course here. What happens to the phrase that children are just so resilient, they'll bounce back?
Well,
is that a myth?
It's completely a myth. Here's the problem. think about that list of things that I just mentioned, you know, trauma, divorce, separation, molestation. About 35% of our population gets a zero. In other words, they were raised in stable, happy homes. Their parents loved them. They stayed together and so forth. About 35%. About 26% had one bad thing. Okay? 15.9% had two bad things. 9.5, 3, and 4 or more, about 12.5% of the population have 4 or more. If they were unfortunate enough to have 4 or more of those events, their likelihood of becoming an alcoholic was 8 times higher.
Wow.
Than if they had none of those. Their likelihood of ending up with chronic depression, especially if they're women, it's about 58% versus 28%.
Wow.
Okay. Their likelihood of being on antidepressants, if you had 4 or more, 100%.
Wow.
100% versus about 32%.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Gives you some idea. The chance of, it goes on. The chance of being raped, the chance of doing IV drugs, the chance of suicide, all are markedly elevated. Now, why does stress cause these massive negative outcomes? When a child's brain is exposed to stress, DNA methyltransferase is increased. Okay, now you don't have to remember that or anything.
Thank you.
But what that does is it methylates genes, and when you methylate a gene, then you reduce its expression. Now, two genes that get reduced, that get methylated in children that are stressed are NR3C1, and that's you know, everybody knows that, right?
Yeah.
NR3C1 is the gene for the glucocorticoid receptor. And the glucocorticoid receptors are present throughout the brain, but specifically the hippocampus and the hypothalamus. Those are two different sections of the brain. And if you reduce glucocorticoid expression in those two areas, then the child's ability to control or reduce cortisol is impaired. So what that means is that forever, let's say both children, say you have two kids and they both see the same thing. They both see a brother attacked by a snake. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's going to be traumatic. Both children are going to have elevated cortisol. But
yes,
the one that was exposed to stress in
yes
their early childhood,
mm-hmm,
because of that problem with glucocorticoid receptor, the amount of cortisol that is going to be pumped out of their system unregulated is going to be much higher.
They don't have a turnoff.
Exactly.
Gauge.
Exactly. By having normal glucocorticoid receptor presence that allows them to turn it off. It allows the HPA, the hypothalamic pituitary axis, it allows the negative feedback to work.
Mm-hmm.
And they lose that. And so their brains get exposed to much higher amounts of cortisol.
Okay? Which is like poison to our body.
That's the problem. When we feel anxious and restless, there's two reasons. Either cortisol is elevated or adrenaline is elevated or both. That is the main thing that goes up when you're feeling stressed. And so what this means is that if you're exposed to these stressors as a child,
mm-hmm,
your likelihood of experiencing excessive stress,
mm-hmm,
is now much higher. Now it gets worse. There's another gene that gets methylated, RAR-alpha. That particular gene is responsible for converting proto-neurons to neurons in the hippocampus.
And we're going to get right back with that after our break here.
It wasn't that long ago that everything seemed fine. Things were relatively normal. But now, instead of smooth sailing, your life has turned into complete turmoil, and you feel completely overwhelmed. You need to know that there is help. You don't have to walk this path alone because of the help that's available at Perspectives Christian Counseling Centers. At Perspectives, our specialty is Christian counseling. Each and every one of our over 35 therapists is a caring Christian professional. Perspectives can help with troubling issues such as anxiety and depression, self-esteem, anger, and addiction. We have Christian therapists that also specialize in children, teen, and family therapy, even biblically based marriage counseling. At Perspectives Christian Counseling, we know that life is quite unpredictable. It's very easy to go from smooth sailing one day to complete turmoil the next, but you don't have to walk alone. There is help. Call and make an appointment with one of our caring Christian therapists today. Take the first step. Call Perspectives Christian Counseling right now. The number for the Troy location at Big Beaver and Crooks is 248-244-8644. And for the Sterling Heights office at 17 Mile and Ryan, call 586-268-6712.
Welcome back to Family Life Perspectives. Dr. Guy, jump in. Just before our break, you talked about the one gene. Can you talk about that second one?
Yeah, so the one gene, the glucocorticoid receptor is downregulated, so you don't have that. And so as a result, cortisol levels for the rest of their life are going to be higher than they would have been if they're exposed to significant stress as a youngster. The other one is RAR alpha. In the hippocampus, is the part, it does several things. One is it helps to regulate your mood. And the other is that it helps you to take your sensory information, the stuff that you see, smell, taste, and touch. The hippocampus takes your experiences and it associates it with pre-existing experiences and forms memories. So your ability to learn, to make memories, depends on the sophistication of your hippocampus. If you are exposed to excessive stressors as a young person, then RAR alpha is turned off, and what that means is that you aren't you don't have as many neurons in your hippocampus. The protoneurons didn't mature to full-blown neurons, and so you still have neurons in your hippocampus. You need that to function at all, but it's going to be less. So you've permanently impaired this kid's memory.
Ability to learn. So ability to...
to learn and regulate their mood, because hippocampus is also responsible in part for mood regulation. And so you've lost, you have higher cortisol levels and decreased ability to learn and adapt to circumstances.
And as I translate this more in my layman's term of thinking, the first underdeveloped gene... Later on in life, we could see a lot of ongoing generalized anxiety disorders.
Risk of post-traumatic stress disorder, generalized anxiety.
Because they just become vulnerable to that.
Exactly.
And then the other gene, not developed, something where we have the issues of not being able to learn new skills, going to college, being able to adapt, taking it in and picking it up quick enough.
Having fewer developed neurons in the hippocampus has to have some impact on your IQ.
Wow. So the IQ that I always thought was born with, it can be altered.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. We have, 30 seconds. Can you encourage our young parents?
Yeah. For young parents, I mean, the things that we talked about, those stressors, for example, one of the best things that you can give your child is a stable, happy two-parent home. Where they feel loved. You need to give them responsibilities and chores. There needs to be discipline, and you need to protect them. I mean, one of the principal jobs of a parent is to protect your child.
Yeah.
And when you do a good job at protecting them from the toxic environment of our culture, you know, you want to limit the amount of TV and social media and stuff. Get them to use their imagination. Teach them the value of a job well done. I mean, all of these things. Protect them and provide. Protect and provide. And that is how you allow your child to maximize their cognitive social skills as an adult.
Thank you so much, Dr. Guy. We've been blessed to have you this week. I encourage our listeners, visit our website, perspectivesoftroy.com. Click like. And pass this on. This radio program will be aired on our website, and you can listen to it again then. Until Monday.
Thank you for listening to Family Life Perspectives, sponsored by Perspectives Counseling Centers. We trust that this program has given you valuable insights that you can put to use today. Perspectives has a full staff of professional Christian therapists ready to help. For an appointment with a specialist in your area of need, call Perspectives Counseling Centers right now. The number for the Troy location is 248-244-8644. And for Sterling Heights, call 586-268-6712.